Following in the footsteps of their founder, Father Louis-Marie Grignon de Montfort, today's Montfortian brothers and fathers form a religious order that undertakes parochial missions. Originally formed as the Compagnie de Saint-Esprit, or Company of the Holy Spirit, in 1719, the order has changed its name several times since then. Over the years, the Montfortians have been known as Missionaries of the Company of Mary, as Mulotin at the end of the 18th century when they adopted the name of Montfort's successor, Father Mulot, and even as Missionaries of the Holy Spirit. Like the Daughters of Wisdom, the missionaries chose Saint-Laurent-sur-Sèvre as their base 4 years after the death of Father de Montfort. Their aim is to continue the mission of their founder, to renew the spirit of Christianity in the hearts of Christians. When they first arrived in Saint-Laurent, the missionaries occupied the Chênevert building. In 1723, they relocated to the Logis-Vion, then known as the Holy Spirit and later as the Long House. In 1788, they moved into the large house they still occupy today. The war in the Vendée was a time of torment for the missionaries. 7 were convicted of remaining faithful to the Church of Rome rather than switching allegiance to the Republic, 3 died as martyrs, and 2 more were executed in La Rochelle. Today, the community has a presence in 32 countries, where it contributes to the universal mission of the Church. However, it retains its own spirituality, inspired by Father de Montfort. The historic buildings at Saint-Laurent-sur-Sèvre are now a convalescent home and treatment centre for missionaries from all over France. Recently, an international community of fathers and brothers has taken up the cause of the mission.